Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. And welcome to the AMAA Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers Radio Network. I am Jesse Bowen, and I am excited to be here today. We always try to bring information that's important to the martial arts community, whether we're talking about the past history, whether we're talking about the present, or if we're talking about the future. And today we have on two special guests. We have Hunchy John Therrien from Canada, and he's got a great event that we're excited about participating in from the American Martial Arts Alliance. And we also are scheduled to have on the call today Grandmaster Joe Corley, who's with the PKA. And, you know, we're all working together. This is the 21st century, and we're all working together to not just sustain the martial arts of just trying to keep it going. We're really trying to move it forward in a world of technology, innovation, and all of those things. And today, you know, Hunchy is going to be talking to us today about some great things that's happened with his organization. He is the founder of the World Kabuto Federation, a non-political martial arts organization. And the purpose of their organization is to support martial arts school, promoting the highest standard of martial arts training, integrity, discipline, and honor. And I do want to say before I even get started, back in 2017, I had the great privilege of traveling to Canada for their Black Belt Hall of Fame, and I was just so impressed. You know, it looked like it was about 500 people on the floor training one at one time, over 1,000 people attending their banquet. It was just a phenomenal event. Hey, welcome to our call today, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing extremely well, and thank you for having me on this call. I've heard so many good things about the AMAA group, and now I get to participate. Thank you so much.
Sir, you're really welcome. Grandmaster Corley, did you ever make it on for us? Okay, I don't hear him right now. So sir, you know, it's really great. I know always interested in doing anything I can do to support the martial arts community. So tell us about your event. I know that this is going to be a groundbreaking event, 24 hours marathon of training, and, you know, really a global training, not just for you guys in Canada, but this is a global event. And to my knowledge, it's the first time that I've been involved with something that drawn upon so many martial artists and pulling together so many countries to be able to put this on. So tell us about your organization, where you guys are located, and you know, and then let's go into the details about what you guys are doing.
Well, first of all, the World Kabuto Federation is about 30 years old now, and the reason it got put together was so that we could all share and learn from one another and make each martial art that we practice better. And I can show you things, and you can show me things, and our listeners can show us things, and this would be fantastic. And without any politics, in other words, we get on the training floor and we just do what we do best and what we love the most and the passion of the martial arts that we have. And that grew very fast, and it's open to all styles, all different martial arts discipline. And we are now in very close to 40 countries that are members of the World Kabuto Federation. And every 2 years, we have what we call the World Convention. Last year was supposed to be in Vienna, Austria, in May, and of course we got shut down because of COVID. And 2 years before that was in Athens, Greece, and we've done in France and in Switzerland and Canada, and we've done one in the U.S., two in the U.S., and we've also been in Germany and Italy, so we're all over in Europe. And a lot of the people approached me and said recently, about maybe 3 months ago, and said, look, we need help right now. Our students and our instructors and the school owners are having a difficult time because of COVID. We're shut down. Our morale is low. The hope is not there anymore. Please help us out. And I said, well, okay, well, let me get back to you. So out of nowhere came, for the older people listening in over here, about 25 years ago, there was a man named Bob Gandolf in England who did the live AIDS concert for Africa. And all the musicians like Freddie Mercury with Queens and all the big bands joined in, and Tina Turner. And it was a great, and they raised a lot of money to help the Africans with the AIDS disease and find a cure. So I said, well, we don't have that kind of money in the martial arts, and we don't have a disease, but we do have some fantastic martial arts people. And we are like-minded individual, no matter what martial arts that we practice or no matter what sport in the martial arts that we practice. So this is what's coming up on May the 15th. We will have a 24-hour training session, and every hour people will have the choice of four, maybe five different instructors. If you like to do karate, it's there. If you want to do kickboxing, it's there. BJJ is there. You want to do jiu-jitsu, taekwondo, whatever the martial arts, and we have almost every martial arts. But the beauty of this, too, is that it comes from, there's 96 classes for you to choose from, and the instructors will come from roughly 40 countries, and people that are just participating for the training, for the fun of it, will be between 40 and 60 countries. Now, the reason we're doing this is twofold. The main reason, the main one, is to give hope to all people that are in martial arts. We need a feel-good event. Then in the martial arts, you know, Mr. Corley is on or coming on, and the Battle of Atlanta is always an exciting moment if you're a competitor. So this one will deliver that to everybody that is in the martial arts, because they will find out that the whole world is experiencing the same thing, that martial arts are still alive, that martial arts will keep growing, and they will learn something. As good of a teacher as we all are, it's nice to learn something different from another instructor. And it's nice to say, well, wow, I've learned this. This could be applied in what I do. And it will make everybody back into the feel-good situation for martial arts to keep moving forward. Now, for the school owners, that's the other side of the wind, is that the school owner, sadly, I know of about 20 schools that have closed, never to reopen, in Canada and in Europe because of COVID. Now, this way here, it will help their students to remember that the school is there, to remember that we are all going to be able to live our passion and come back to the passion, come back to our own dojo, and make the world a better place in martial arts. So all of this put together, it's going to be one heck of an event. And at the moment, you have to remember that we just don't put instructors there just to have instructors. These instructors are either that we know them personally or that they are recommended. Example, we have some teachers from your association, Grandmaster Bowen, and you will recommend a few of them to share with us what they do best. And the same thing going around the world. Now, Japan is in, Okinawa is in. We're waiting an answer from China. And then We have places like India. India, some fantastic martial artists, unbelievable, and they're in. And then if you keep going at that part of the world, you've got Australia and New Zealand. The 24 hour, I don't think too many people are going to train 24 hours, but it's got access to 24 hours, because when we start on Eastern Standard Time, which is the time we're on now. We'll start on Saturday, May the 15th at 8 a.m., and it's going to go 24 hours. But you have to remember that 8 a.m. over here in Australia, it's something like 10 p.m. They're ahead of us by 12 or 14 hours or something like that. So we're going to be able to reach everybody, and there's going to be an ongoing training session. And for the people who join in, we will need to have their names. We will need to have their email address so that we can send the link to that Zoom room. There's going to be a different room for them to go in. And it's going to be announced before, prior, with who's teaching what and at what time. For example, if you wanted to train with one specific field of the martial arts, you could go on and say, okay, no, this is what I'd like to train in, and that's at noon in my city or my country. And then there's another class the same at 4 o'clock, and in between there might be this other class that I want to join in and train, but you can train them all. And how we are going to work this is we are going to work with the schools, and we're going to work with the association. Example, your association, Grandmaster Bowen, will be under a license. Everybody will go through you, so it's easier for us to deal with you and you to deal with all the schools and members of your group. We have hired some people in technology to make sure this is going to go smooth and that this will be working out. And the way that they are going to do this is to make sure we are needed. We're going to have an instructors meeting on Zoom. We'll have three different meetings, one for North America because of the time factor, one in Europe, and then one in Asia and Australia, New Zealand, so that the instructors are ready. All the classes will be 45 minutes with a little 15-minute break in between each classes so people can shape up or go to get some water or whatever. And there's going to be some conference also on different parts of the martial arts or related matters to the martial arts. For example, strength training now that will help you to be a stronger puncher, a stronger kicker, better powerful throws, and there'll be something on nutrition. There will also be a special room for the school owner in regarding to the business and administration of the martial arts. So we're trying to cover everything, because when we're done, I'm hoping that this will keep us sharp until everybody's been vaccinated and that we are back to a normal life. So it's a big project. I'm excited for it. I've done big things in my life, but this is the biggest one I've ever done. And at the moment, it is catching on fire. Everybody is so excited with it, the students, the school owners, the instructors, the different association. We will have more than 20 different World Association member of this event, World Martial Arts Live, on May the 15th. And we're posting on Facebook page, World Martial Arts Live, we are posting as much as possible of who's going to be teaching, some videos, and we're trying to make it happen the right way. You know, it's like it's one world and it's one family, and to make the martial arts again together again. And we're going to succeed. We're going to make it happen because we're martial artists. With black belt attitude, we can go anywhere.
Well, that is totally amazing. I'm excited. You know, we had the opportunity last year to host our event from a live event to an online event. And, you know, we had over 400 people to attend our awards presentation. And that was the first time something like that had actually been done. And it was totally amazing because we had two choices. Choice number one is to cancel the event and the book itself.
Yeah.
And we chose not to do that. As you said before, we're martial artists. And when we're confronted with something, it just makes us stronger and more determined to be able to do this. And we're excited to be able to work with you guys because we already know the organization that you have and the, you know, all the great things that make you guys phenomenal martial artists. Grandmaster Corley, did you ever get on for us? I see that he's online. I don't know if he's unmuted yet, but we have a lot of phenomenal things that's actually happening. So, you know, you had a couple of points I think is really good. You know, if you're a martial artist and you have a school, and, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to have an online class that you can actually offer, you know, for your students. You can turn this into a whole promotion day by, you know, I'm telling my guys, make this sort of like a National Martial Arts Day, something that hasn't been done before. And you use this to, you know, for other students to come in, may not have studied the martial arts, or if you're starting your school back up, this is an excellent way to send out a notice and let your students, your parents, and let them know, hey, listen, we're still here. We have this exciting training program, the first of its kind. You know, show up, and this is going to be phenomenal. So this is a great opportunity, not just to just to think about, well, you know, I don't want to do that because that'll interrupt my martial arts class. You know, make this a part of your martial arts class. You know, this is a great way to, you know, create some excitement. You can promote in your cities, you know, this, you know, World Martial Arts event. Your school is participating. If you're a martial artist and you don't have students, you may be even underranked that's listening to this, but you love the martial arts, then this is a great opportunity for you to be able to make a connection and to be able to check out all the neat martial artists and their philosophies. And this is not a movie. This is the real deal. These are real martial artists. They've got real stories. You're involved in a real training program. So this is a great – I see so many opportunities, and this is the reason why, you know, for the American Martial Arts Alliance, you know, we are excited about, you know, participating, number one, because, you know, we already have seen the quality of the martial artists that associate with your organization, the organization itself, and everything that goes with that. I'm not really overstating that, but again, it's really letting people that may not go to events like this because it's the same old thing. But you know what I've experienced, you know, as a 10th degree black belt with years of training, that the experience that was provided, you know, in Canada, I mean, was just totally phenomenal. I was just so impressed with that. And that's the reason why whenever I'm talking to martial artists, I always talk about or reference your organization, you know, for the quality that you guys put out.
Well, thank you so much for that. At this historical event, there'll be masters and legends and champions and so many phenomenal teachers. Not only will we all learn something new, but we are going to discover. We're going to discover some new unbelievable masters and talented instructors teaching. So you will become a fan of other people that will be able to help you and assist you in your growth in the martial arts. And we know that we are going to bounce back after the COVID is there. But I know from past experience that the world will not be the same. It'll be close, but not the same. But the opportunity that comes here will be to be part of this historical event, which online will see. We are going to start to learn more and more. When you mentioned that you had at your awards gala over 400 people, that is fantastic. Now, that's a gala. Now, imagine in training. Have you ever trained with 20,000 people? Well, you will train on May 15th at the World Martial Arts Live with 20,000 or more martial artists from around the world. The only thing is you see the teacher, and that's who you're training with. But in the same class as you, there'll be thousands of people. And some of them are so different than the art that you are training in or the martial arts that I train in, but you will be able to discover other martial arts. What is what makes that martial art so good? What makes that martial art so different? Oh, this is great. At least we will be more intelligent when we speak about it. But I guarantee that you will discover some unbelievable people. And when all of this is over and we are back, I think we're going to start to sing a lot more of all of us together. Wouldn't it be nice to be somewhere in North Carolina or Atlanta or Canada or in Europe and having thousands of people training together? Imagine the energy. Imagine the spirit of Budo. And imagine the friendship that would happen through all of these events.
Well, that's, you know, really what we're looking for. You know, we're continuing to move forward with our live events and our online events. And one of the things that we're actually doing, we're going to be releasing a special book, biography book, tribute to Grandmaster Ernie Reyes, and that's going to be coming out the end of July. Now, we've got that date because we're optimistic this is going to be a live event. And what's going to make this event really super special, it's going to be in Las Vegas, and we're going to be a part of the AOF MegaFest Film Festival there. And, you know, we're super excited about this opportunity that these guys would even consider to have our book and be a part of what's going on. And more information is going to be coming out on that, but that's going to be July the 31st. And that's going to be scheduled in Vegas. We have some other things that's going on. But, you know, we have to be optimistic. We have to be cautiously optimistic. Number one, I'm not going to allow a live event if it in any way prohibits or someone may not be safe. And that's the reason why we have our events just like we have now. Number one, it's safe. It's in the comfort of your home. It's in the comfort of your school. But one thing that I do want to say that you mentioned that was really great is that you have that opportunity to connect with these people. Everybody's looking for leadership. And a lot of the instructors that you have coming on are a lot of the people that provide leadership worldwide. So you never know, just by being in this event, a door of opportunity that it may open for you to gain support, to gain training information beyond just that weekend, because of the effect that it's going to have on a global way throughout the martial arts world.
That is so true, Grandmaster Bowen. It's not like right now. COVID has shut us down that bad. But it brings an opportunity to be positive. I'm a positive person that the future will be so much better, so, so much better. You know, I go back, my school is 53 years old. I go back to the martial arts almost 60 years ago, and I was at the right place at the right time or the right era, that there was a few of the very, very good, unbelievable martial artists, guys like Joe Louis. When he started to fight, I was at some of the events that June Rhee had done in D.C., and all of that goes down. Then what happened is the world got bigger in the martial arts in a fast way, because when I was training, there was only a few books. We did not have a Grandmaster Bowen type of person that could bring us these books. So there was very few of them, and there was a lot of mystery in the martial arts, because we did, you know, if you were a yellow belt and you knew an orange belt or a green belt, that was unbelievable. And then you would travel a few hours to go train with them. Well, the world has changed. Now everything is so open. The only thing is there's a, so it's like a big buffet of fantastic martial artists. And if we don't do anything to present these new up-and-comers to the world, we're losing. My job right now is as a teacher. I produce world champions. I produce national champions. I have produced some excellent teachers. And they, in return, I look at the students that are coming up. And to the younger generation that's listening on, you guys are so awesome. In my best days, dreaming to be the best I could be, you surpassed that. Now imagine on an event like we are going to have, and you're going to see something there. I guarantee it, you're going to see, that is for me. And they're going to contact somebody after and say, how can I get more of that person? And once the world reopens, it will be a global opportunity to bring the world back together, either in your neck of the woods or in mine or in their parts of the world. But together, we are going to make the martial arts even bigger and better than it was a year ago.
Well, you know, again, we're grateful to you for your insight, your innovative ways of doing things, because this is what we have to do. This is what we have to do as leaders. You know, leaders, they are expected to carve new opportunities when there are no opportunities, to think outside the box and then be able to take action on those thoughts. So, again, we're very grateful to you and to your organization for the leadership that you provide. And I don't think Mr. Corley may not have made it on yet.
That's okay.
So the thing that we want everybody to be able to do is that you can, you know, again, we're organizations, not just my organization, not just the World Kabuto Organization, but there are organizations all over the world that are joining together for a common cause. So really, you know, I really hope that, you know, the martial artists that are affiliated with us, that follow us and, you know, track what we're doing, our members, you know, check this out. I'm excited about it. I think it's a great opportunity, and you can reach out to me by telephone, text 919-618-8075. Sir, so how do they find out where to go to find more information?
The best thing is go to Facebook page, World Martial Arts Live, World Martial Arts Live. Information will be posted there. My name is John Therrien, T-H-E-R-I-E-N. I'm also on Facebook. Everybody's on Facebook. So you can contact me or you can contact Grandmaster Bowen, and we will give you all the details, all the information. And if you're a school owner, we want to work with you for your survival of the school, for your students, and to make the martial arts a bigger brotherhood or sisterhood than it is at the moment. In the future, we're going to be talking about this event in 25 years from now. And I guarantee I've never seen anything catching on fire around the world, because the world needs it right now. We just need it. We are all going global.
Well, sir, we thank you. We truly do thank you for that. And everyone, remember, you know, go to our website, whoswhointhemartialarts.com. Check out our upcoming events. The new website will be up there at the end of this week. You know, if you are an author and or a martial artist that you've been thinking about publishing a book, thinking about it, you can go to elitepublications.org. That's elitepublications.org. And, you know, find out how you can get started of making a difference with your story. You know, everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. This is Grandmaster Bowen saying thank you, everyone, and, hey, be blessed, and we'll check you the next time.